Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, God, Word up, I need the most high. He the only one that I want in my life. I'ma make a covenant with my eyes. Why should I behold a maid and despise? Surely money lies and surely princes die. Every mouth lies, but not the most high. He the one who hears the cries and the haughty tries. He never breaks ties, I'll never compromise. I played him these times, he took away the shine. He put me on the grind, I had to give a sign. I started from behind, I'm running out of time. This is a state of emergency. Yahweh Elohim, please come close to me. Yahweh Elohim, please come and help me. Yahweh Elohim, please come and help me. Yahweh Elohim, please come and help me.
Yahweh, help me. Yahweh, help me. I need you, Yahweh.
Yahweh, I need your help, I need your spirit. I'm destitute, I've been in trouble. Confusion of faith belongs to me. I sin, Yahweh, please help me. Yahweh, please hold me. I'm your baby, your son. Yahweh, please come close to me. I need you, Yahweh, to touch me. Yahweh, you inspire me. Yahweh, help me.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Sorry about the technical difficulty, but we're back with you. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying, Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Yeshaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. Well, Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And again, I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring to you his holy, great, and exalted words. Tonight we are on, we were not able to come on last night, but we're back tonight, dealing with the book of Leviticus, the book of the law. We've already brought to you the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus, and now we're on part two, or the second law in Leviticus that we will bring to you in the book of Leviticus. There's 12 different laws that we will bring to you in the book of Leviticus that will cover the whole book. But what do, from the Hebrew word, Vayikra, which is the third book of the Holy Scriptures. This book has 27 chapters, and it means he called out, Vayikra, see about the book of Leviticus, that these callings are holy callings that have everything to do with the holy tabernacle, with holy things, and things that Yahweh will say is clean. Here it is in the book of Leviticus. We dealt with the first law, we dealt with all the various laws of, and we brought to you seven different laws of sacrifices, such as the burnt offerings, sacrifice of burnt offerings, the sacrifice that's for the sons or for Aaron and his sons, sin offering, the offering of thanksgiving, seven different offerings that we will bring to you to show you the Creator's laws. And then we talk to you about the laws of the Most High. And what they mean. And I may add, the other two laws are the meal offering as well as the trespass offering. The other two sacrifices. All these sacrifices that was mentioned to you are sacrifices that are to go on the altar. We also brought to you that there's only one place that you can make these sacrifices, the place where Yahweh chose to place his name. And we know what that place is. It is Jerusalem, where the altar, you only can have one altar, not seven, several different altars, only one, taken to one place, and this place is holy. And then there are only certain things that can go on these offerings, go on the altar, such as the bullock, the goat, the lamb, the ram, the pigeon, or the turtle dove, and of course, the meal offering, which is a flour offering. These are the things that you can bring to Yahweh to go on the altar. And we let you know these sacrifices are so important because they are the food for the Levites and also the priests who are Levites. This is their food. This is how they eat because they didn't have an inheritance like all the other tribes. So their food came from, and I may add, the sacrifices also was a sweet savior male unto Yahweh. So this is why we made sacrifices. And I know in the world of Christianity, they just tell you about, it's about blood. And no, it's not. And as I stated before, we're going to get into the blood part of it, because it's also one of the laws and very important. And when you deal with the sacrifices in the book of Leviticus, to know what I'm just telling you now, these seven different sacrifices, you're going to have to read from Leviticus, the first chapter, all the way up to the 10th chapter. Because these sacrifices go all the way to the 10th chapter. And they will teach you in these sacrifices, for example, if the priest sinned, The priest will bring you a bullock, a male without blemish. But if a ruler or elder, the whole congregation sin, and you read all this in the book of Leviticus, the fourth chapter. But if the whole congregation sin, then the elders, and all this is through ignorance, the elders of the congregation will bring in a bullock, put their hands upon the head of the bullock, and they will kill it before Yahweh. All the sins of the children of Israel upon the head of the bullock. It's also a male. But then, what if it's not a priest? It's not an elder? Then, maybe it's just a ruler. Well, if it's just a ruler, then what do you bring? And as I stated before, you read all these things in the book of Leviticus, the ruler. And he's seeing, and it comes to his knowledge, then he will bring a goat, a male, without blemish. But what if it's just one of the common people, like me? Then, what would you bring for your senior? Well, you can bring a goat. But when you bring this goat, it's also supposed to be without blemish, but a female without blemish for the people. That's how we know this teaching of Christianity, where Christ supposed to have been a sacrificial lamb. The only way he could have been a sacrificial lamb for our people as a whole, then he would have been a female according to the law. 'Twas why it's so important to know the law. 7 different sacrifices, all upon the altar. 7 different things on the altar. And it's the food for the priests, the Levites, and the sweet, savory smell for Yahweh. Now, number 2. Law number 2. And this is what makes us different. The whole book of Leviticus, as you're going to learn, to know the laws in Leviticus is to come to the understanding what makes us different. Everybody else. This is that book. This book not only gives you laws that they were doing before it was even in writing, as you're about to see, and laws all the way through Numbers and Deuteronomy. But these laws are introduced, laws of holiness and separation in Leviticus. So just dealing with the 7 different offerings, that takes you all the way up into our dietary laws, Leviticus, the 11th chapter. And little do people know about our dietary law. Most Israelites, to determine whether they can eat something, touch something, they always looking for what our people know as kosher. And if it's kosher, even that's the language that our people would even use. But little do our people know, the word kosher is not even in the scriptures at all. Not at all. But let me show you what Yahweh, and it won't be the word kosher. In the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, first let me show you what the priests are supposed to teach in the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter, 10th verse, and watch what it says. Well, we start at the 8th verse. And when you're on the law, the book of the law, we dealt with Genesis, we dealt with Exodus, and don't worry, because we're going to review all these books. But we're bringing them to you now, live and fresh. We'll have the books this week that you can get. And in these books, we'll have the 5 books of the law. And you can review these things, study these things, and you can just go through the town of these books and show how important and vital they are to your salvation. And I can assure you, people are not teaching you this, as you're about to see, as many of you all have already learned. Watch what it says, Leviticus, the 10th chapter, the 8th verse, and Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. Why? Because the tabernacle of congregation is holy. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations, and that you may put difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. And these are the 4 different things you want to know. You want to know clean or unclean, if it's holy or unholy. And I may add, these 4 things, they don't mean the same thing. Just because something is clean, it don't mean it's holy. And just because it's holy, technically speaking, if it's holy, it should be clean. However, I'm going to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt that certain holy things are not meant for you to eat, not meant for you to drink, and oftentimes not even meant for you to touch. The word holy comes from the Hebrew word kodesh, which means this thing is set apart. The word clean comes from the Hebrew word tahor, which means it's clean. And I'm going to show you that the first thing you want to know is this thing clean? To show you and teach you to make a difference. Now, these are the things you got to know. Today, many people go to various restaurants, they drink various things, and touching things and putting on things and not realizing that you might be infringing on the law. And how do you know whether something is clean? See, certain things you can't touch. For example, in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and watch what this says. And I'm going to start at the Leviticus 11. And we're talking about the dietary law. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe and to Aaron, saying to them, speaking to the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth, whatever parts the hoof is cloven-footed, choose the cud among the beasts that shall you eat. So it gives three kinds of the beasts that you can eat. Part the hoof, cloven-footed, choose the cud. Those three things, all you have to do is know those three things. Fourth verse, nevertheless, these shall you not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he chews the cud, but he did not divide not the hoof. He is unclean to you. He's unclean. Say he's unholy, but he is unclean. And see, certain things are unclean. And this is what we got to learn. And the coney, because he chews the cud, divides not the hoof, he is unclean to you. The hare, because he chews the cud, divides not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the swine, which we know of today, is the pig. He divides the hoof and is cloven-footed. Yet, he chews not the cud. He is unclean to you. And watch this. This is the key. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass, which means when they're dead, shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. So in other words, if you have stuff that you're not to eat, that's unclean to you, and these things are cooked on the grills, these things are cooked in skillets, and they're cooked on all kind of other ware with things that you might can, all it does is contaminate what you can eat, and it becomes unclean, because you're not even to touch it. Now, if you can't touch it when it's dead, do you think somebody can touch it for you? You think it can touch the thing that you can't eat? No. It's unclean to you. And this is why we got to know these things, because this is the law. So not only we have to know whether this thing is clean, but we also must know whether it is unclean. Holy. Is it clean? Well, let's check to see if it's holy. And I'm going to show you the difference between something clean and something holy. But we need to know both. Furthermore, in the book, in this same book, book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, this is what it says in the 8th verse. These shall you eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever have fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, in the rivers, them shall you eat. I know you like crabs, but you can't eat that. I know you like shrimp, but you can't eat that. I know you like catfish, but you can't eat that. It has to have the scales, and it has to have fins. And watch what Yahweh said in the 10th verse. And all that have not fins or scales in the seas, in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination to you. And Yahweh wanted to be real specific. Watch what he says. They shall be even an abomination to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcasses. In other words, even when they're dead, an abomination. In other words, don't even touch it when it's dead, let alone when it's alive, it's fine. But when it's dead, Don't eat it. Don't touch it. This is the law of Yahweh. And, of course, Yahweh would talk about the beast. He would talk about the sea creatures, the fish. And he would also talk about the various fowls of the air and the creeping things of the earth. He would talk about all these things. And the main thing you need to know about all these things is whether these things are clean, or rather, are these things holy? Places our people eat today, we know they're definitely not holy. Because anytime you have unclean, dead things in any restaurant, grocery store, or any of them, the place is not holy, period. But it's possible that the thing might be clean. Thing die. How does this thing this? How does this thing that? And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you why. And watch what it says. Here it is. All through Leviticus, it will tell you these things can't be eaten because they're unclean. Or they can be eaten because they are clean. And watch how Leviticus, the 11th chapter, complete itself. In the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and we're going to start reading. And this is the second law for real in the book. The first law we dealt with is sacrifices. It'll take you all the way to Leviticus, the 11th chapter. So really, this is just the second law, our dietary law. But it's more extensive than you believe, because it's not just talking about things you eat, talking about things you touch. In the book of Leviticus, 11th chapter, the 43rd verse, you should not make yourselves abominable, because that's what you will do. With any creeping thing that creeps, neither shall you make yourself unclean with them, that you should be defiled thereby. And why, Yahweh? 44 verse. For I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy. Because you cannot be holy if you don't make a difference between the clean and the unclean, between the holy and the unholy. You have to make that difference. For I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that I'm Yahweh that brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. You shall therefore be holy. For I am holy. So what you touch and what goes in your mouth is very significant to Yahweh. And you don't have to be like other people. Other people don't care what they eat. But you have no choice by law what goes in the grease. But you have to care according to the law. They don't care about the ingredients. But you do. You got to care, because that's the law. If you want to keep the law, and let me show you how deep our dietary laws go. Here it is. Yahweh said there's certain things you can eat because they're clean, unclean. And he said, don't defile yourself. Don't make your souls abominable by these unclean things. And why? Because he's holy. Therefore, you must be holy. So watch this, just to show you something a lot of people don't know. Watch this in the book of Genesis. Here it is. That's in the book of Leviticus. That's the law. But what's this in the book of Genesis, the seventh chapter? First couple of verses says, 7:1, and Yahweh said unto Noah, now Noah came way before the written law, come you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And watch how Yahweh talked to Noah. Every clean beast you shall take to you by sevens, male and his female. And of the beasts that are not clean, by two, male and his female. How would Noah know the difference between a clean beast and an unclean beast? Well, it's easy, because he was the righteous. And Yahweh teaches the righteous how to serve him. That's how he knew. That's how I know Yahweh told these guys the Sabbath day. Why? Because they are the righteous. You think the Almighty, something as great as the Shabbat, the Sabbath day, a day that's dedicated to him, he's not going to teach them these things? He told Noah the clean from the unclean. Watch what it says in the 8th verse. Starting at the 7th verse. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives, with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of the fowls, and of everything that creeps upon the earth, that went in two by two unto Noah in the ark, the male and the female, as Elohim commanded Noah. This man knew all about the clean and the unclean. The question is, do you know? We know he followed it, but do you follow it? Now, you don't have an excuse to say, during the time of Noah, there's no written law. But it don't have to be wrote when you trust Yahweh. When you trust his word, when you trust his voice. Almighty said, obey his voice. And undoubtedly, Noah did, because he was counted as the righteous. And this is what we got to know. Watch this in Genesis, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to show you how important understanding what the scriptures say about your understanding of the clean and unclean. In the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter, and it says in the 18th verse, and Noah went forth, and his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, whatever creeps upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar unto Yahweh, and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl, offer burnt offerings upon the altar. You hear that? He said every clean beast and every clean file, because he knew the difference, clean and unclean. And he practiced these things. And look how Yahweh received what Noah did. 21st verse. And Yahweh smelled the sweet Savior, and Yahweh said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I've done. In other words, Yahweh was very pleased Noah did. Very happy. Very satisfied. But the earth remained sea time and harvest. Cold and heat. Summer and winter. And day and night shall not cease. Here, if we can read this, it say day and night will not cease. But we were called day, night. Another day started. Well, it's night, man. How another day started? Yeah, I know. Day started at night. Then you saying the day is night. But you would never say that when it's cold and heat. You'd never say when it's cold, oh, yeah, it's just heat. Because heat starts when it's cold. No, when it's cold, it's cold. You'd never say, well, it's seed time and harvest, but it's seed time because the harvest starts at seed time. You'd never say, well, it's summer and winter, but winter starts in the summer. Winter don't start in no summer, and summer don't start in the winter. These are two opposite seasons altogether, but then we will try to confuse day and night. As if we don't understand this confusion, and we have to come up out of the spell of this trick. At some point in time, it's understandable that our people have been asleep for 400 years. But at some point of time, you're going to have to wake up. And let me show you how important it is to understand whether something is clean or not. Watch this in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19. I want you to see this. And not understand whether something is clean tell a lot about you. And let me show you what it will say about you. In the book of Psalm 19, and we're going to read in the book of Psalm 19, watch this now, the 9th verse. And this is what it says. Of Yahweh is clean. Did you hear that? Did you read that? Have you seen that? The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. In other words, what does that say? In other words, how can you fear Yahweh and you don't even know the difference between the clean and the unclean? Are you even trying to practice being clean? The only way you can fear Yahweh is that you be clean, because the fear of Yahweh is clean. So when you go in these restaurants and you go shopping and you go to buy clothes, you got to ask yourself, are you going to be clean? Are you going to be holy? Or are you going to be like everybody else? The book of Leviticus was given to a nation of people called the children of Israel. Nobody had these statutes and laws as we do as a nation. This was given to us. So we don't have the excuse like everybody else. We can't go into captivity and start making a bunch of excuses and start acting and living like other people. Even though we call this a dietary law, but I want you to see that this goes beyond, it extends past what you put in your mouth. It's not just what you put in your mouth, but it's also what you touch. It's also what you do. I know that because it says the fear of Yahweh is clean. It's clean. Watch what it says in Psalm 24, starting at the very first verse. Psalm 24, first verse. The earth is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof, the world, they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas, established it upon the flood. That's why the only thing around us is water. Earth is not sitting on some land mass between body of water. That's what it's on. It's in, just in between water. Watch what it says. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh? Who shall stand in his holy place? And that's what the hill of Yahweh is. It's a holy place. It tells you. Watch what it says. He that has clean hands. Why clean hands? Because the fear of Yahweh is clean. You ain't just touching anything. You're not just putting anything in your mouth. You're not just killing things and murdering and. Your hands is innocent. It's clean. A pure heart who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor swore, he shall receive a blessing from Yahweh and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. Yeah, you got to be clean to serve Yahweh. You got to want to be clean to serve Yahweh. And not only clean, as the scripture says, because like I said, you got to know the difference between the clean and the unclean, the holy and the unholy. Kodesh, which means holy. Watch this, Leviticus 19. And you're going to see we're not just talking about meat. In the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, and we're going to start at the very first verse and watch what it says. In the book of Leviticus 19:1, this is what it says. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, Elohim, am holy. Yahweh holy, to be holy. Yahweh clean, we got to be clean. Watch what it says. You shall fear every man his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am Yahweh, Elohim. Why? Why we got to fear our mother? Why we got to fear our father? Why do we have to keep his Sabbaths? Because they're holy. It says, you shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, Elohim, am holy. And it is unholy to do anything else but fear your mother, fear your father, and not keep his Sabbaths. When you are unholy, you're not keeping the law, nor are you keeping his commandments. We got to be holy. Furthermore, in this same Leviticus 19, not only we got to honor our parents, not only we got to keep his Sabbaths, but watch what it says in Leviticus, the 19th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 19th verse. Still dealing with the dietary law, though, Why? Because we watch this. Show you how this affects your diet. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle breed with a diverse kind. In other words, your cattle breeding with all kind of stuff, and then you have all kind of mingled cattle. What do you think that cattle going to turn into? Meat. And what do you have? You got some polluted, unholy food. You should not let your cattle breed with a diverse kind. And watch what it says. You shall not sow your field with mingled seed. Why do you think we got all this seedless stuff, all this mingled stuff in the grocery store today? This is against the laws of Yahweh. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon you. Why? Because it's unholy. Why? Because it's not clean. It's unclean. In other words, Yahweh said, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And these are laws of holiness. This is what teaches us how to be holy. So even before we put it in our mouth, we got to know how to play it. We got to know how to breed our cattle. And we got to know what to put on our bodies in terms of garments. Why? Because we got to know the difference between the clean and the unclean, the holy and the unholy. In this same Leviticus, the 19th chapter, watch the 23rd verse. When you come, when you shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, because we're talking about the dietary laws, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. And watch what it says. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yahweh therewith. Didn't I tell you we are holy people? Didn't Yahweh say we are holy people? Didn't he say we must be holy, for he is holy? So wouldn't it be important to you to know the difference between the holy and the unholy? And the only way you're going to know that if you know anything about the fourth year. Because that's when the fruit thereof shall be holy. And a lot of people don't know about no fourth year, third year, sixth year, seventh year. You got teachers out there, oh, they just counters. They into numerology. They into this. Yeah, we count. You can't even do the law without counting. Yahweh told us we to count seven Sabbaths a year. Yahweh said, we're to bring him a tenth. How you going to don't know how to count, don't think you should count, you don't even know what a tenth is? But we do, because we know the law. And in the fifth year that nobody know about, nobody practicing, nobody dealing with, you shall eat the fruit thereof, that it may yield to you the increase thereof. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. This is the law. And I know you're not being taught these things, even in your dietary laws. This is the law. And not only that, in the book of Leviticus, the 22nd chapter, and watch what it says. The 8th verse. It says, that which dies of itself And we bees die all the time. We don't know why they die. We're not doctors. We're not what they call them, veterinarians or veterinarians or whatever slick name they come up with. The thing die, we're not to eat it. Watch what it says. That which dies of itself or is torn by bees, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am Yahweh. In other words, you're already holy. Don't defile yourself by eating this stuff. And you don't think animals that die for themselves, you don't think it finds its way in a grocery store? You don't think animals that's diseased find its way in a grocery store? You don't think mango seeds find its way in the grocery store? Sure they do. But it's your job. It's your responsibility to adhere to these laws. It's not the grocery store responsibility. You can't blame them and say they breaking the law and they abominable. Yahweh never gave them laws like this. He gave it to us. It's our responsibility, not theirs. Furthermore, in the book of Leviticus, the 20th chapter, watch what it says. 24th verse. But I said unto you, you shall inherit the land, and I will give it to you to possess it, a land that flows with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which severed you, which means separated you from other people. Don't you want to be separated? Our people don't. Most of our people, they don't care about these laws that I'm telling you about. They don't make a difference. Not trying to make a difference. Watch what it says. You shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, between unclean fowls and clean. And you shall not make your souls abominable by beasts, by fowl, by any manner of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I separated you from you as unclean. These things unclean. As a result of being unclean, and you shall be holy to me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. You should be mine. The sacrifices is the food of the priest. And it was holy. It was for them. That's their food. That was their diet. But this is our food. And this is our diet. And these are the things that we must keep in them. We dealt with theirs. Now we're dealing with ours. Deuteronomy 14. Watch what it says. Just imagine, we just dealt with two laws. The laws of sacrifice and the dietary laws. We already through 11 chapters of the book of Leviticus. 11 chapters just dealing with these two laws. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, starting at the very first verse, you are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any boldness between your eyes for the day. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh, your Elohim. And Yahweh has chosen you, kill your people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Just look, just think. Here it is. You got all these basketball players and football players. And you know the ones that stand out. People think the ones that stand out are the people that are real good, real skillful, No, you know who stand out to me when I'm looking at a basketball game? The ones who don't have tattoos. The ones who don't have no marks. The ones that their eyebrows ain't cut in a certain type of way. Or they don't have teardrops on their face. Those are the ones that stand out to me. They the ones look way more peculiar and different because most of everybody else got something that Yahweh said you're not to have. And why? Because we are holy people. And I know I'm not criticizing them because most of them don't even know. They don't even know who they are. So it's no sense of criticizing them. I'm talking to people who're supposed to know. Here it is. It says in the third verse, you shall not eat any abominable thing. No abominable thing. And shrimps and crabs and catfish and shark and squid. All that stuff is abominable to Yah. Yahweh said you shall have their carcass in abomination. So if they abomination, how can we put something clean, cook it with something unclean, and think we still clean? And the scripture says the fear of Yahweh is clean. A lot of these potato chips and cookies and stuff, this stuff shouldn't be ate. And I'm not talking about the ones that's clean, because they can be clean. I'm talking about some of the stuff y'all ain't even checking, not even reading, and ain't calling nobody about it. But you're eating it, and you're not being peculiar at all. Juices that'll tell you this ain't juice. It's just a drink. What kind of drink? Something that probably, chances are, will pollute you. In this same Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, watch what it says, starting at the 20th verse. It says, but of all clean fowls you may eat. Our people don't even know what a clean fowl is. The fowl our people eat in a day is called chicken and turkey. And they're very not many more fowls that our people even try to eat. They might eat a pigeon. I doubt if they even eat that, but a pigeon is actually cool. Cornish hens. But our people, they don't even know the world of the fowl. But you better know, because it shows whether you fear Yahweh or not. Because the fear of Yahweh is clean. And if you have any doubt about any fowl, any doubt about any beast, any doubt about any fish or creeping thing, better just eat something else that you know is clean. Because your fear towards Yahweh is on the line. 21st verse. You shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. How are these animals being killed? You eat. How McDonald's can sell several million burgers, a billion burgers. Where do these burgers come from? How were they killed? You shall give it to the stranger that is in your gates, that he may eat it. Or you may sell it to a foreigner. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. We're holy people. And holy people just can't do anything. We got to be clean. We got to be holy. And we got to demonstrate that we know the difference. Deuteronomy 22. And watch what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy 22. As I'm not just picking on people and talking about people who eat meat. I appreciate meat. People hate on meat, but I appreciate meat. It was holy. I know it was holy because they raised it, they fed it, and they killed it. And they knew how to do all three. But the meat our people eating today, did you feed it? Did you raise it? And did you kill it? And 99% of the times, the answer is no. But also, watch this. The ninth verse. Deuteronomy 22:9. You shall not sow your vineyard with diverse seeds. Where's your vineyard? And you know, if you got a vineyard, that means you got some wine. And our people sure know how to drink some wine. But is that wine clean? Has it been mingled with diverse seeds? If you know, then tell me which brands of wine that's good. Should not you know? Since you're drinking it? Least the fruit of your seed, which you have sown, and the fruit of your vineyard is defiled. Yahweh don't want you drinking and eating and growing stuff that's defiled. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Because these come from two different places. Linen strictly come from a plant. And wool strictly come from an animal. And Yahweh don't want these two things mingled at all. These are laws. These are dietary laws. Not only things that you can't eat, but also things you can't even touch. And if you can't touch it, and you can't eat it, then the very clean thing that is clean you can eat and touch, do you honestly believe you can cook that with something unclean? Unclean can touch that, and then it still remains to be tahor, clean? Or Kodesh, holy? No. That thing now becomes defiled. If you can be defiled by touching it, it can be defiled by it being touched by something unclean. These are the laws of Yahweh. And that's what we're here to teach you. His laws. And right now, we have covered 11 chapters of Leviticus. That quick. Just dealing with two laws. 10 more to go. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. And so do I. Shalom.
I'm the messenger of God, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the Jakes are shooting. The judge. judge for hire. The jury's a straight mire. Just to see Israel fried up. They got a phone stacked and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your stars. They false light. My spirit spit lyrics so cold. Your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous plight. From your races every night. And young boys shot down in the street. And they mama's sight. Your overseers call this the good life. Like the hood's right. West Zion, that's right. God's way, that's right. The glory of Lebanon will offload the God's plan. That's what we're stepping on. The next plane will miss the Pentagon. The bees are dying, Florida was drying. Look like death coming to Babylon. The nation about to be born. Our pure language giving the call.